Behavioral model. What was it? Well, it's a simulation model. The intent is not to describe implementation. It's for simulation purposes only. So what it will do, it will capture the functionality of the block at the boundary level. If you look at the thing, it looks like a real thing. If, for example, the interface is synchronous, it's going to be clock accurate at the interface. If you have, for example, a 386SX interface, that thing comes up at the rising end of the clock all the time. Then it's going to be cycle accurate. But once you're inside, all bets are off. You can do things in any order, take zero time to do it, that's fine. So it will probably not be latency accurate. The interfaces will be clock accurate, but not the processing. You design it first and foremost for coding speed. You want to get this model as early as possible so you can start doing your simulation. Although, probably I should say the first thing, you do it for maintainability. And I would assume that for any HDL project, whether it's RTL, whether it's behavioral, whether it's test benches, maintainability is your first concern. But given that, then you go for speed. You want to code that model as fast as you can. You're not concerned about meeting timing constraints because you don't have any. You want to go for simulation performance. You typically don't have a clock. The clock is the one thing that slows down everything. I'll give you an example. On one board, we needed a PLL. And I think it was assigned to a student at the time, and the original tech was to take, there was a textbook on, I don't remember if it was in Verilog or VHDL, but it's pretty much irrelevant. There was a textbook that said, it was VHDL, how to model this thing, how to model RC networks in VHDL. And they used a 1 picosecond integration step. They basically had the same equation that Spice had. So we effectively had a 1 picosecond clock in there for one PLL on the entire board. This thing was just, it crawled, was a snail. Took it out, put a little, the first thing we did was replace it with, replace the RC filter with a digital filter. Did pretty much the same thing. So we got the clock up to the system clock rate. But if you think about it, in a system PLL, once it's locked, who cares? So we wrote a little behavioral model, wait for the clock, bam, lock yourself, keep running, free running. Performance shut up. Because we didn't have this clock that kept us ticking. So you want to go for simulation performance. And also ease of debugging. Maintainability is always a primary concern. So a behavioral model will be a lot easier to diagnose. You can put print statement all over the place. Have some nice verbose debug mode to tell you what's going on. So it's easier to debug. And it will be implemented completely differently than RTL. RTL typically will have, I'd say roughly between 50 and 100 files. And an equivalent number of entities or modules, depending on your language, and has different goals. It's defined so that it will fit into the scope that the synthesis tool wants, between 5,000 and 50,000 gates. It's designed so it will fit or meet timing. Behavioral, you don't care. It's designed so that you minimize your effort. So typically, 3-4 files, and modules or entities are only created when you need to replicate functionality. Not because you need to create structure, because the synthesis tool likes it.